Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings and helps in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you for giving us the victories and successes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our lives and situations. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for controlling everything happening in our lives to fall in line with your will for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace and joy and happiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for drawing us closer to yourself. Thank you for helping us to obey you, to please you, to do your will. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for preserving our going out and coming in. Thank you for solving difficult problems in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for providing for our needs. Thank you for protecting us from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness that is always working in our lives. Thank you for always taking good care of us. Thank you for always watching over us. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence this midnight to seek your face and to pray. I ask that you glorify your presence and power in this place tonight. In Jesus' name, do signs and wonders that will solve our problems and change our stories for good. In Jesus' name, give us breakthroughs we have been looking for as we pray tonight. In Jesus' name, as we worship and praise you, lift us up unto yourself. Draw us closer unto yourself. In Jesus' name, give us strength. Give us revival. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. We're going to sing worship songs before we go into prayer point. We lock on to thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always due in wonders, hallelujah. We light on to thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God. And miracle of God, you are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God, and miracle of God. You are worthy, O Lord. Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Not every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. You touched my life with Jesus. My life changed. You touched my life with Jesus. I am no longer the same. Jehovah touched my life, Jesus, my life changed. He touched my life, He touched my life, Jesus, my life changed. Jesus touched my life, He touched my life, Jesus. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. You know the man. You know the man. You are the God who opened the mountains. You're not the man. You're not the man. You're not the man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You came out of mind. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors, no man can stand. You're not the man, you're not the man. You're not the man. You are the God of everything, no one like. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Lord, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow you. Lord, I'm grace to follow. Father, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, endureth forever. Amen. For his mercy, endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, thank you, right? forever. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the glory. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God is God, your name, lift up your name, with heart, oh Lord, praise, with heart, to praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, lift up your name. God, lift up your name, we lift up your name. We all full of strength, we are not full of dreams. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Alleluia, for the Lord, God omnipotent reigneth. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Alleluia, for the Lord, God, only potent reigneth. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. He is alive, amen. He's alive, Jesus is alive, forever he's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive, Jesus. He's alive, forever he's alive, amen. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for the earth is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth can give glory to God. All the glory must be our existence in your name, oh Lord. Our excellence is your name. Our excellence is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, our excellence is your name. Our excellence is your name. Our excellence is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord, our excellence is your name. Our excellence is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Praise him. Worship him. Worship him. Glorify him, magnify him, adore him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Rock of Israel, the Lord of Hosts, the Almighty God, the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, the self-sufficient God. Worshiping, he is the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the Lord, mighty in battles. Praise him. He is the Almighty God. He is greater than everything and everyone. He is higher than everything and everyone. He is wiser than all, stronger than all, and mightier than all. Worship him. He reigns forever and ever. There is no end to his government. There is no end to his reign. Praise him. He controls times and seasons. He controls the entire universe. He controls the heavens and the earth. He controls the governments of nations. He does mighty miracles. He opens doors no man can stop. And he shut doors no man can open. He makes impossible things possible. Worship him. Worship him. He speaks and his words come to pass. Worship him. He is unstoppable. He is unconquerable. He is invincible. No one can overcome him. And he overcomes all his enemies. We praise you, Father. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to disappoint your people. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. For you cannot change. There is no shadow of cunning with you. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. For we will praise you forever. We will worship you forever. We will serve you forever. We will believe in you forever. We will trust you forever. We will depend on you forever. For we have no other God beside you. For you alone is the only true God. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that endures forever in my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that abides forever in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you for your goodness and mercies in my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies in every day of my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies in every situation of my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that abides forever with me always. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that have delivered me from prisons of darkness, from captivities of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that have delivered me from prisons of darkness, from captivities of darkness, from bondages of darkness. Thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you, Father, for all the deliverances you have done in my life. Thank you for all the deliverances you have done in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father. Thank you for setting me free from the hands of my enemies. Thank you for setting me free from the control, from the manipulation of my enemies. Thank you for setting me free from the dominion and oppression of my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given it things for me. Yes, we're going to thank you. You can say thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have showered upon my life. Physical blessings, spiritual blessings, material blessings. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank you. Say thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have showered upon me. Thank you for the physical blessings you have released upon me. Thank you for the spiritual blessings you have released upon me. Thank you for the material blessings you have released upon me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we begin to thank him. You're going to say thank you, Father, for your covering of protection that is upon my life and family. So thank you, Father, for your covering of protection, your covering of preservation that is upon my life and destiny and family. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for protecting my family. Thank you for protecting my children. Thank you for protecting my spouse, my relatives, my siblings, my family members. Thank you for protecting my parents, my neighbors, my friends, and loved ones. Thank you, Father, for protecting my life. Thank you, Lord, for your protection that is upon me continually. Thank you for your covering of defense. Thank you for your covering of preservation that is upon me at all times. Thank you for protecting my going out and coming in. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. He has been to thank him. You can say thank you, Father, for always sending me help at every point in time that I needed help. Say thank you, Father, for always sending me help at every moment I needed help. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Not everyone have that privilege. Say thank you, Lord, for always sending your help into my life. at every time I need help. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing me to be shamed before you help me. Thank you for not allowing me to suffer shame and disgrace before you help me. Thank you for helping me before sin happened. Thank you for always helping me. Thank you for always meeting my need in a timely manner. Thank you for always supplying my need at the time of my need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, restore unto me everything I have lost to the enemy. Every good thing I have lost to the enemy. Say, Father, restore them unto me by your mercy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Father, restore to me everything I have lost to darkness, every good thing, every treasure I have lost to darkness, every treasure I have lost to the enemy. Father, restore them unto me now. In the name of Jesus, restore them unto me now. Restore them unto me now. Jehez de Nekeneshda, Nisu Vishda Nebelashdana. Restore unto me all that I have lost to the enemy. All that the enemy has stolen from me, Father, restore them unto me now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to grow in faith so that I can receive a lot of blessings and victories through faith. So that I can receive a lot of blessings and victories from you, from your kingdom, through faith. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me to grow in faith. Teach me to mature in faith. Teach me to be strong in faith, so that I can receive a lot of blessings and victories through faith. So that I can receive power from you through faith. So that I can receive strength through faith. So that I can receive authority, dominion through faith, so that I can receive great grace through faith. Teach me to grow the faith. Teach me, Father, teach me to grow in faith, so that nothing will be impossible unto me. Teach me to grow in faith, so that nothing will be impossible unto me. Teach me to have the kind of faith you want from me. Teach me to have the kind of faith you want from me, the kind of faith you require from me. Teach me to have such kind of faith. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're still going to pray. You can say, Father, with your mighty hand, reverse every evil the enemy have done against me. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, reverse every evil the enemy have done against me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Reverse every evil the kingdom of darkness have done against me. Reverse every evil the agents of darkness have done against me, against my career, against my calling, against my destiny, against my family. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, reverse every evil the kingdom of darkness have done against me, against my health, against my finances, against my prosperity, against my progress. Father, reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, cancel and destroy every satanic order, every satanic instruction that have been written down against my life. Satanic order, that is Satan giving order to invading, to go and attack you. That's what I mean. Yeah, by satanic order or satanic instruction. Yeah, that he sit down, I've written down something, and then he has authorized his agent to go and carry out that evil mission in your life. Yeah, so that's what I meant by satanic order. So you're going to say blood of Jesus cancel and destroy every satanic order, every satanic instruction that have been issued against my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, cancel and destroy them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The blood of Jesus cancel and destroy every satanic order, every satanic decree, every satanic instruction, every satanic mission that have been authorized against my life and destiny. Blood of Jesus, destroy them, cancel them, destroy them, cancel them, destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Every satanic order, satanic decree, satanic instruction, satanic assignment that have been issued concerning my life, that have been issued against my life, against my destiny, blood of Jesus, cancel and destroy them now. Cancel and destroy them. Cancel and destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, cancel and destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every evil agreement against my life and destiny, every evil agreement in the kingdom of darkness against my life and destiny. Let the fire of God destroy them. Let the fire of God scatter them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, we are coming against every evil agreement in the realms of darkness. Every evil agreement against my life, calling, and destiny. I decree that the fire of God scatter them. Let the fire of God scatter them right now. In the name of Jesus. Every evil agreement in the realm of witchcraft, everyone who dreams in the kingdom of darkness, in the kingdom of demons, against my life and calling and destiny. Let the hunger of God speak for them now. Let the fire of God speak for them now. In the name of Jesus. Every demonic personality that have joined themselves together to fight against my life, calling and destiny, let the fire of God scatter them. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God scatter them. In the name of Jesus, let them be scattered forever. Let them never be able to carry out their agendas against my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive baptism of fire to speak everything as they really are. To see everything as they really are. Yeah, that's the prayer point. You're going to say, I receive baptism of fire in my spirit, soul, and body to begin to see all things as they really are. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Because not everything that are appearing to you are showing their real identity. But this baptism of fire is going to help you to see things as they really are. I receive baptism of fire to begin to see all things as they really are. To begin to see all things in their real identity. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. I receive the baptism of fire. I receive the baptism of fire. I receive the baptism of fire. I receive the baptism of fire in my spirit. I receive the baptism of fire in my soul. I receive the baptism of fire in my body. To begin to see all things as they really are. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, I shall no longer walk in darkness. I shall no longer be deceived. From today, I shall begin to see all things as they really are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. for me. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, flow into my life. Destroy every unclean spirit that is stopping my progress. The blood of Jesus flow into my life right now. Destroy every unclean spirit that is stopping my progress. Open your mouth and pray like that. Dijana Sala Hetu Zedeshtira Nishtelestegira Dijinye Suvishtenevala Hashtan Hashtag Gedene Hestelegria Nehesuza Vashtanarasda. Continue to pray, the blood of Jesus flow into every part of my life and destroy all unclean spirits in those areas of my life that are not allowing me to move forward. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy every foul spirit. Destroy every unclean spirit. Destroy every evil spirit that is not allowing me to experience progress in my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Heal them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, no creature of darkness shall be able to operate in my life. No creature of darkness shall be able to enter into my life. My life is filled with fire. My life is filled with fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, from this day onward, no creature of darkness shall be able to survive in my life. No creature of darkness shall be able to enter into my life. No creature of darkness shall be able to enter into the environment of my life. No creature of darkness shall be able to operate in my life. Because my life is filled with the fullness of fire of the Holy Ghost. Because my life and the environment of my life is filled with the fullness of fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. No serpent from the dark realm shall be able to operate in my life. No scorpion from the dark realm shall be able to operate in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. continue to pray like that. My life is filled with the fullness of fire of the Holy Spirit. My life is filled with the fullness of fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every plantation of sickness and diseases in my spirit, soul, and body. Destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every plantation of sickness and diseases, every plantation of sickness and diseases in my spirit, soul, and body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Plantation of sickness. Deposit of sickness. Deposit of diseases. In my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're just going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the dominion that is in the kingdom of God descend into my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the dominion that is in the kingdom of God descend into my life, and let no power of darkness be able to operate in my life. Let no power of darkness be able to overcome my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. in the name of Jesus. Let the dominion that is in the kingdom of God enter into my life. Let the dominion that is in the kingdom of God enter into my life. Let the dominion that is in the kingdom of God enter into my life. Let no power of darkness be able to operate in my life. Let no power of darkness be able to overcome my life. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let the dominion that is in the throne of God, let the dominion that is in the kingdom of God enter into my life and stay in my life and remain in my life. And let no power of darkness be able to operate in my life. Let no power of darkness be able to overcome me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every seed of weakness. The enemy has planted into me to make sure I can't fight and win in spiritual warfare. I command the seed of weakness to come out now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every seed of weakness that have been planted into my spirit, planted into my soul, planted into my body, to make me spiritually weak, so that I will not be able to fight and win in the realm of the spirit. I command such speed of weakness to come out of me right now. I command them to come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every seed of weakness the enemy has planted in me to make me too weak to pray, too weak to fast, too weak to meditate on the Word of God, too weak to study the scripture, too weak to overcome sin, too weak to overcome temptation. I command such seed of weakness to come out right now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every seed of weakness in my blood in the organs of my body, in the tissues, in the cells of my body, that is facilitating spiritual weakness, facilitating prayerlessness, facilitating addiction to wrong things. I command such seed of weakness to come out now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So if faith comes by hearing, that means we ought to hear from God the Lord as Christians. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command my spiritual ears to open right now to hear God. You're going to say, I command my spiritual ears to open now to hear God clearly, to hear God audibly, to hear God expressly in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I command my spiritual ears to open now. I command my spiritual ears to open now to hear God, to hear the voice of God, to hear the word of God. I command my spiritual ears to open in the name of Jesus. Open right now. Open right now. In the name of Jesus. Gajda de meste balatans nanagia. Nene zistana. Neto zastava. Temlegesh denega. I command the ears of my heart, the ears of my spirit, to open right now, to hear from God, to hear God's voice, to hear what God is saying concerning my life, concerning my destiny, concerning my calling, concerning what He wants me to do now. Let the ears of my spirit open to hear from God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, you're going to pray that prayer again. Yeah, even if you are studying the Bible, the word of God can enter into your head and not enter into your heart. It is when the word of God enters into your heart, that is when you have heard from God. That is when God has spoken to you. So the word of God can enter into your mind and not enter into your spirit. So when your spirit is opened, that is when you can receive from God. And God has a lot to say to you. But have you heard from Him? How much have you heard from Him? So you're going to pray that prayer again. Yeah, you can have scriptures memorized in your head, but they must enter into your heart for your life to be transformed. Until they enter into your heart, your life remains the same. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command the ears of my spirit, the ears of my heart, to open now, to receive from God. I command the ears of my heart, the ears of my spirit, to open now, to receive the word of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I command the ears of my heart to open. I command the ears of my heart to open. I command the ears of my spirit to open. For God to speak to me. For the word of God to minister to me. For the word of God to become one with me. For the word of God to have a dwelling place in me. Let the ears of my heart open now. In the name of Jesus. Let the ears of my soul, the ears of my heart open now. Let the ears of my spirit open now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. There is a lot that God wants to tell you. But the devil is deceiving you to think that God does not have anything to tell you. Or the devil is deceiving you to think that you can't hear directly from God. Yeah, don't let the devil deceive you. There is so much God wants to tell you. Even if you are hearing some things from God, there is still much more that God wants to tell you than the ones you have been receiving. There is so much God wants to tell you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to properly position my heart, to properly position my spirit so as to receive the things you want to tell me, so as to hear the things you want to tell me. Help me to properly position myself in your presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to properly position my heart, my spirit, to receive the things you want to tell me. To hear the things you want to tell me. To receive the instructions, the directions, the corrections, the revelation, the inspiration you want to give me help me to discipline myself. Help me to properly position my heart in your presence. Help me to properly position my mind in your presence so that you can speak to me the things that I need to know at this time. Help me, Father, to do what I must do for my heart to be opened to receive the things you want to tell me at this time. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to live in the Spirit. Help me to be spiritually minded so that my heart can be opened to receive the things you want to tell me at this time. Help me to be heavenly minded. Help me to always dwell in the Spirit and not in the flesh, so that my heart can be opened to hear what you want to tell me at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. There is so much God is doing in the world, in the earth at this time, and He wants to involve us in what He's doing. Yeah, but how will He involve you or include you in what He's doing if you can't even hear from Him? Yeah, if you can't be led by Him, how will He include you in what He's doing at this time? If you don't even care, you know, some of you don't even care about hearing from God, about receiving direction, instruction, revelation from Him, and then you're asking Him to use you. God cannot use someone He cannot control, someone He cannot speak to and direct and instruct. It's like you trying to fly an airplane. Yeah, and you have lost the details about the routes of the plane. You know, plane they used to follow a route. In fact, before they take off, they have already mapped out the route they would follow. Yeah, if an airplane is going to leave South Africa to Zimbabwe, that airplane have already mapped out the direction, the route, before it takes off. Yeah, so that is why even in the dark, airplane, they are still flying in the dark. In the midnight, airplane, they fly. Yeah, because they have already mapped out the route they are going to follow. Yeah, so and they are certain that as long as they remain in that route, they're gonna be safe. Yeah, and in fact, the aeroplane, they are always connected to I don't know the name, I forgot the name they call it, to a base of operation on the ground. So those people make sure that they continue to receive proper signal. Yeah. So if you are asking God to use you, and you are not desperate about hearing from God all the time, receiving directions and instructions from God all the time, then you're just wasting your time, because God will not use you. Yeah, because your life will be in danger. Yeah, it's like a plane taking off without knowing the route it will follow. Yeah, your life will be in danger if you can't hear from God and you're asking God to use you. Yeah, because God has to be able to control you if He's going to use you. He has to be able to lead you, to guide you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me anointing that will enable me hear your voice always, so that I can be used effectively for your glory in the earth. Put upon me anointing that will enable me to hear your voice always, so that I can be used effectively for your glory in the earth at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Put upon me anointing. Say, Father, put upon me anointing that will enable me hear your voice at all times, so that I can be used effectively by you, so that I can be very useful in your kingdom and for your glory in the earth. Put upon me anointing that will enable me hear your voice at all times. Give me the anointing now, anointing that will enable me to receive directions from you at all times, instructions from you at all times. Put on me such anointing right now. I want to be very useful in your kingdom. I want to be very useful for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I want to be very useful. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of one of the reasons why many Christians are poor financially is because they don't hear from God, and they don't care about hearing from God. Yeah, they don't hear from God, and they don't work for God. Yeah, those two things. They don't hear from God, and they don't work for God. Yeah. And they don't also care about those two things. Yeah, you know, if you care about something, you will go into prayer and really beg God to help you. But then these Christians, they don't even care. They don't care about the fact that they can't hear from God and that they are not working for God. And that is why they keep struggling financially, and they will continue to struggle. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, speak to me expressly by your Holy Spirit concerning how you want me to live my life on a daily basis. You can say, Father, speak to me expressly by your Holy Spirit concerning how you want me to live my life on a daily basis, concerning how you want me to spend my day on a daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Speak to me now. Speak to me, Father. Speak to me expressly by your Holy Spirit concerning how you want me to live my life on a daily basis. Speak to me, Father. Make me understand how I'm supposed to live my life for you every day, every hour. Teach me how to spend my days. Teach me how you want me to spend my days. Teach me by your Holy Spirit. Speak to me by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Speak to me now. In the name of Jesus. Speak to me expressly by your Spirit and guide me to doing the things you want me to do for you on a daily basis. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. God is not a failure. In fact, God doesn't make mistakes. is so perfect in all his ways. Yeah. And if we really want to get the best from him, we must take him seriously. And we must also walk in perfection. Yeah, I was talking to someone recently. I said, if you take God serious, he will also take you serious. Yeah, and if you don't take him serious, he will also not take you serious. Yeah, so we reap whatever we sow. Yeah, so if we demonstrate seriousness in our walk with God, if we demonstrate faithfulness, that is, we show God and heaven faithfulness, then God will also show us his faithfulness. Yeah. And God is no respecter of persons. Yeah, so we have to walk with him in perfection to enjoy the best from him. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to walk with God perfectly. Say, I receive grace to walk with God in perfection so that I can gain the best from God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Dijene Vishnihanishtigineya. Continue to pray like that. Do you think you have a reasonable excuse for your mistakes and errors, especially mistakes in the area of your walk with God? You don't. Continue to pray for grace. Do you think you have any reasonable excuse for your prayerlessness? You don't. Do you think you have reasonable excuse for your sinfulness, for committing sin? You don't. Ask God to give you grace so that you can walk with him in perfection. You receive grace to walk perfectly with God. I receive grace to walk faithfully with God. I receive grace to walk in obedience with God. I receive grace to walk in fear of God. I receive grace to walk with God with a sober mind, with a serious mind, with a dedicated mind, with a committed heart. I receive grace to walk with God with passion and zeal. form or righteousness in the we're going to pray, and I was saying that I have said it here before, that the demons or the people in darkness, they seem to they seem to know the reality of God more than us, more than we Christians. They seem to know the reality of God than we believers. And the problem with Christians is that we follow these physical senses. We are moved by this brain. The senses in our body. But the people in darkness, they know God. They can see Him. They can see His move. They can see His angel. They can see His presence. And they fear Him. And then we Christians, we have His presence. And we still doubt. We have God's presence with us, and we are still doubting. We are still doubting whether God is with us. But then the demons around us, they can see the presence. But maybe because your eyes, or maybe because you are waiting for your eyes to see the presence of God. I don't know. Maybe you are waiting for your eyes to see His presence in Jesus before you believe that His presence is with you. But the people in darkness, they kind of believe in the reality of God and the reality of His power than we in the light. Because we have become foolish. Don't forget what Jesus told Thomas in the Bible. Jesus said, "You requested that you have to see me, and that you have to put your hand in the holes, in my hand before you can believe that I had resurrected." Because all the disciples, they saw Jesus after resurrection. And then Thomas was not among them. So now, when Thomas came to them, they told him the story. "We saw Jesus, He has risen." He said, "No, I can't believe. I can't just believe because all of you, you guys said you saw Jesus. I have to also see Him, and not just see Him. I have to put my finger in the hole that is in His hand, where they nailed Him, the hole that the nail created in His hand, the nail that he received on the cross. So, and Jesus specially came to Thomas to show himself to him because he wanted to save his soul. Yeah. It's not that Jesus, you know, it's not compulsory that Jesus has to do what Thomas requested for. But because Jesus wanted to rebuke his unbelief. That was why Jesus came to him. And Jesus said, now this is my hand, put your finger inside. Yeah, and he did. And Jesus rebuked him. And he said, blessed are those that believe, even when they have not seen anything. Yeah, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Yeah. So it is very wrong for you to be looking for some physical proof before you believe God. Yeah, these are not my own words. These are the words of Jesus. Read your Bible, you'll see them. So it is wrong for you to be requesting for some physical proof before you can trust God, before you can believe God. It's a sign of failure as a Christian. Yeah. So you are going to pray that your faith will grow, or that you will grow in faith and be able to believe before you see. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in faith. Such that I'm able to believe in your reality and in the reality of your power and authority and dominion, even without seeing any physical sign. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to grow in faith to the point that I'm able to believe wholeheartedly in the reality of your power, in the reality of your kingdom, in the reality of your authority and dominion, without seeing any physical sign or proof. Help me to grow in faith. Help me to grow in faith. Help me to grow in faith in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Help me, Father, to grow in faith to the point that I will believe fully in you and in your word without seeing any physical sign, without waiting for any physical sign or physical manifestation or any feeling, without waiting for any physical evidence or proof. Oh Lord, help me to grow in faith. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. I want to read that place for you. Yeah, I'm going to read that place for you in John chapter 20. Yeah, John chapter 20. I'm going to read from verse 26. John 20 from verse 26. And after his days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut and still in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. Praise the Lord. Yeah, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Yeah, I remember some years ago I was so passionate about being into the spiritual realm in a very physical manner or visible manner. I thought I should have that ability as a Christian. Yeah, but then the Lord began to speak to me, and then he said, there's a reason why I decided to not show you some things physical. Yeah, and then he made mention of a point, which is the reason why I'm sharing this with you. He said, your faith will grow more, or how do I put it? Yeah, he said your faith will become more stronger if I did not show you those things physically. Yeah, I didn't fully understand what he meant until I now saw that place where he was correcting Thomas. I mean the passage that I just read for you. Until I saw that place where he was, you know, where he said, Blessed are those that believe before they see. Yeah, so he said it is more beneficial to me that I don't see those things if you can. Because it will help my faith to command great and powerful results. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying it is wrong if God appears to you physically. Yeah, but it may affect your faith in the process of time. There's no time for me to teach on that. Yeah, because there are people who have seen angels face to face. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't get used to that because it may affect your faith. Yeah, because next time you are trusting God for a victory, you will be waiting that you see another angel physically, or you see a sign like thunder. And until you see that, you will not believe that God has given you the victory. Yeah, so it's a good thing to see physical manifestations of God, but it also has its disadvantage. Yeah, so God wants us to be so full of faith that it is our faith that will begin to create reality in the end. Not that we'll be waiting to see a sign. So God wants your faith to produce the sign. Not that you are waiting for the sign before you have faith. Yeah, that was what he told me, that your faith can create the reality. Yeah, that I want for you and for the world. Yeah, so instead of you wasting time, because you'll be wasting a lot of time trying to wait for an angel to just come down. That time you are waiting, you are using to wait for an angel to come down from heaven, because you want to see an angel physically. Why not use that time to pray for salvation of souls, for sick people to be healed, for demons to be cast out? I hope you understand my point. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, transform my spirit mind into a spirit of faith. Say, Father, transform my spirit mind into a spirit of faith that is able to create in the earth the realities of heaven. A spirit of faith that is able to create in the earth the reality of heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. The Father, transform my spirit man into a spirit of faith. Transform my spirit man. Transform my spirit man, thank you Lord, into a spirit of faith that is able to create the realities in heaven here on earth. Transform my spirit into a spirit of faith, the spirit of faith that is able to create the heavenly reality here on earth. In the name of Jesus, transform my faith. Transform my spirit into the spirit of faith. Continue to pray like that. Transform my spirit into the spirit of faith that is able to produce signs and wonders in the earth. The spirit of faith that will enable me to produce miracles here on earth. the spirit of faith that will enable you to produce victory and dominion here on earth. Oh Lord, change my spirit man into soft spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have a formal prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, and Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Yeah, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Yeah, what does that mean? That means that through faith, you can see more wonders than those who saw Jesus face to face in those days. That's another way of interpreting what Jesus said. So it means through faith we can see more wonder than what the apostles saw. Yeah, because they saw him face to face. They even saw him after he resurrected. So we through faith we can see even much more wonder. Yeah, because we believe, we can see great wonders. I have also said it before that the faith of one man can change the whole world. The faith of one man, I mean, of a single Christian, can change the whole world. It may take some time. But if that Christian continues in that faith, God can change the world by honoring the faith of that person. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to receive revelations from you, from your word, that will enable me to have the kind of faith that no one has ever had. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations. Give me revelations of yourself through your Holy Spirit, through your scriptures, that will enable me to have a kind of faith that no one in my generation have ever had. The kind of faith that is able to change the world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, fill me with revelations of yourself. Revelations of yourself that will enable me manifest a faith that is very scarce, a faith that is very rare at such a time like this, a faith that is able to change the world, change history, change time. Give me revelations of your kingdom, revelations of your personality, that will help me have the kind of faith that is very rare in this generation, the kind of faith no one has ever had at this time. Give me revelations of yourself that will make me manifest such faith at this time. The kind of faith that is able to turn the world upside down for Jesus to be glorified in every nation of the earth. Oh Lord, help me to have that kind of faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You know, sometimes when I'm believing God for something very huge, then Satan will come to me. Satan will say, "Stop daydreaming. Stop deceiving yourself. And that thing you are thinking has never happened before. Why do you think it's going to happen in your own life or through your own life?" Yeah. And then I will reply the devil and say, "I don't care whether it has happened before or not. It can start from me." Yeah, because in the scriptures we have examples of things that never happened before, but starting from just one person. Yeah, just one person. For instance, before Joshua said, "Let the sun stand still," the sun have never stood still since creation. Yeah, the sun has never stood still. But in the days of Joshua, the sun stood still. Yeah. So don't let the devil deceive you by saying, "Oh, this thing you are believing God for is too big." It has never happened before. So why do you think it's going to happen in your own time? Yeah, tell him that, you know, tell him to shut up, because it will start with you. Yeah, that, you know, such great things can start with you. Only if you believe and continue in that faith. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to believe and trust God for great and mighty things that have never happened before in the history of mankind, in the history of the world." You're going to say, "I receive strength right now." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. "I receive strength to believe and trust God for great and mighty things that have never happened before in the history of the world, in the history of mankind. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength now. I receive strength now." Continue to pray. Continue to pray. If our generation doesn't do better than the previous generation, then we are a failure. If we cannot bring down a glory from heaven that have not come down before, then we are a failure. Pray. continue to pray. Say, I receive strength to believe and trust God for great and mighty things that have never happened before in the history of mankind on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Now, some believers, they don't know that to have faith is a war. To have faith is a war, is a warfare. Yeah, and that is why Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. Yeah, to have faith is a battle. And to continue in faith is another battle. Yeah, but because Christians are so lazy, that is why many of them don't have faith, or they can't continue in faith. Yeah, because Satan will come to challenge your faith. A lot of things will happen to challenge your faith. Situations will challenge your faith. In fact, the people around you will also challenge your faith. Yeah, but you must fight to keep the faith. If you don't fight, you can't keep the faith. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength to fight for faith. You're going to say, I receive strength to fight hard for faith. To fight hard and keep the faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, the negative of Allah. Yeah, the Bible says, let God be true and all men liars. So God is true forever. The word of God is true forever. So you must fight for the faith. You must say, You must fight and tell yourself that I have believed God and nothing shall change it. Nothing shall change my belief. Continue to pray like that. You must fight so hard and tell yourself that I have held on to God's word. I am holding on to God's truth. And I'm doing it forever. Nothing shall take it away from me. Nothing. Not even an angel from heaven will take away from me the truth I have believed. That is an example of fighting for faith. Continue to pray. Say, I receive strength to fight for faith, to fight for faith, and to fight to keep the faith. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength now. I receive strength now. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to fight hard and not allow anything take my faith away. I receive strength to fight hard and not allow anyone take my faith away. I receive strength to fight hard and not allow any situation all circumstance. Take my faith away. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to fight for faith and to fight to keep the faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Then the last prayer point. Yeah, Jesus said in verse 29, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Hallelujah. I pray that you be among those that did not see before they believe. In Jesus' name. What Jesus said that in that place also means that after you have believed, you will eventually see. You will eventually see the glory of God after you have believed. But if you are expecting to see the glory before you believe, you may wait forever and you will see nothing. But if we believe, we will definitely see the glory of God. And in fact, we will see a greater glory. We will see a greater glory. Like, for instance, some people, if you tell them that I'm going to pray for you now and you're going to be healed, they will not believe. They feel like you need to give me an example of, you need to show an example of someone you prayed for before now that God healed. So if you now give them an example, they now say, they now feel like, wow, so that happened? And they say, yes, it happened. In fact, you can tell them, I can give you even 20 examples. And they feel like, okay, I believe now. That is a failure. Those people, they have failed. Faith, they have failed the rules of faith. The rules of faith is that you believe before you see, not after you have seen. And that is why many times I deliberately don't hear testimonies of what God I've done in my life and through me to some Christians. Because I want them to have their new faith. So sometimes I will not tell them things that will tear up their faith, because I want them to believe without hearing anything, hearing an example of someone that, has this problem, and then I prayed for the person, and the person got healed. Sometimes the Holy Spirit may lead me to say that, but many times I don't want to say that. The reason is because that is not going to help them. They think it's going to help them, but it's not going to help them. They think by hearing so many testimonies of people that have gotten healed and delivered. They think it's going to help their faith, but many times it does not help their faith. So many times, in fact, it limits their faith. So, and then they can't believe God for something greater. Yeah, they only believe God. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, because you have told them some testimonies. So now they can only believe God in how do I say? They can only believe God for things that are similar to the testimonies you give them. Yeah, many times it becomes hard for them to believe God for what is greater than the testimonies you share with them. I'm not saying it is wrong to share testimonies, but I'm saying that make sure you are not looking for testimonies, before you manifest the great thing. Make sure you're not waiting for someone to testify. Yeah, because if you are doing that, you are limiting your faith. Yeah, because whether anybody testify or not, the word of God remains true, and the power of God remains real. Whether anybody testify of it, or whether anybody have experienced any miracle from God or not, that doesn't change the fact that God does miracles and that the power of God is still alive and here on earth in God's people. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, so as I say, testimonies are good and we welcome it. In fact, you're free to share your testimonies with us in this ministry, but make sure you are not waiting for testimonies before you increase in faith. Yeah, because as good as sharing testimonies are, it can limit your faith. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to add long suffering to my faith. Help me to add endurance to my faith, as a source that I'm able to believe you until I see your glory. Help me to add long suffering to my faith. Help me to add endurance to my faith, so that I'm able to continue believing until I see your glory, even if it will take months and years. Help me to do that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to add long suffering to my faith. Help me to add patience and endurance to my faith, such that I'm able to continue believing until I see your glory. Such that I'm able to continue believing until I see your power, until I see your greatness, in the name of Jesus. Help me. Help me to add long suffering to my faith. Help me to add endurance to my faith. Help me to add patience to my faith. In the name of Jesus, help me to believe until I see your glory. Help me to believe until I encounter your power, until I experience your power. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to believe and trust in you for great things and wait until they happen. And continue to believe until they happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your power that is real and that is available unto us forever. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is always with us every time we gather together here to pray. Thank you for all the battles you have conquered for us. Thank you for all the problems you have solved for us. Thank you for the blessings we have already received. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the light you have shown on our path. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything you have led us by your Holy Spirit to pray for during this prayer session. And thank you because you have answered all of them. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you remember your promises concerning every one of us and that you speed up the fulfillment of your promises in our lives. Father, do it now in Jesus' name. I ask that you help us to wake up from our sleep and slumber and to see things as they really are. Father, do this revival in everyone in Jesus' name. I pray that your eyes will be opened to see things around you, things happening in your life as they really are. In Jesus' name, every darkness that has covered your mind, your brain, your senses, and is deceiving you by making you to understand the things happening in your life in a different way that is not as those things are. I command the fire of God to remove that darkness from your mind and from your head and from your heart. In Jesus' name, from today you shall see as God sees. In the name of Jesus, you shall understand things, you shall understand situations as God understood them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray that you will grow in faith, whether the devil likes it or not. The hand of God shall help you. The Spirit of God shall help you. You shall grow strong in faith, and your faith shall change your own life and also change the life of others. in the name of Jesus. Your faith shall sing your word and your generation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for those of you that are sick, receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Every satanic oppression, witchcraft oppression, demonic oppression upon your life, I command them to break now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.